Come unto him in true, contrite hearts, seeking, O Lord, that mercy and pardon which he alone gives. And we pray, O Lord, that thou would bless us here tonight with that merciful salvation sent from heaven. O Lord, bring glory to thy name, even over one sinner saved and calling upon the Lord. Bless the remainder of the day. Bless us now as we hear a word of testimony for our Saviour's name and for his sake. Amen. Amen. Well, at this point, I would ask dear brother Ken to come and to give us a word of testimony.
Good evening, everyone. An amazing thing happened to me last September, and I'd like to share that with you now. From birth, I grew up in a Christian family. My parents were in the Salvation Army. They don't baptise babies, but I was what they call blessed as a baby. It wasn't a great time growing up in the army, as I was the only one out of my friends that had Christian parents and went to church on Sundays. It was embarrassing, to be honest, and something I hated at the time, especially as I loved football. And I played for a football team, which my parents allowed me to play on alternate Sunday mornings, going to the army on the other. This didn't work out very well for me, as I was usually subbed when I was there, because I hadn't turned up the week before, and so the cycle went on. I just wanted to be like my friends, who seemed to me to live normal lives, not having to go to church. We left the Salvation Army when I was 15, and I started going to Haytown Baptist Church. I did quite enjoy it there, as there were a few people my age. After being used to the Salvation Army, though, the sermons were much longer and seemed more serious, talking about sin, death, and eternal life, which I didn't really hear much about in the army. Christianity, to me, was as long as you believed in God, you were going to heaven, and a belief that I retained into my adult life. At 16, I left school and started working as an assistant golf pro and had to work weekends. No more church for me, I thought, which at the time I was quite happy with. But as I'm now ashamed to say, I didn't return until recently. 38 years of being lost and failing to serve God. 38 years of unrepenting sin. And 38 wasted years of not being a Christian. In that time, I got married at 26 and had 3 children. I lost 2 very important people in my life also. My dad in July 2000 and my dad in 2017. And both the Christians would have loved to have seen me being saved. My mum's sister are also Christians and have visited the church only a few weeks ago. My brother sadly isn't. Praying for family members, as all Christians do who have unsaved family, as I do now with mine. Their prayers were answered one night in September last year. For a while before that, like most non-Christians my age do, is look back at your life and look to what you have got to look forward to. Outside of seeing your children grow up and having families of their own. Mine was one of disappointment, not fulfilling my potential with certain opportunities I was given, and the future wasn't looking much better either. But the past is the past, and there was nothing I could do about it now. The one that really got me thinking was death. When was I going to die? Was I going to heaven? Of course I was. I used to go to church. Most of my family were Christians, and I believed in God. That's all you need, surely. But I wasn't convinced. I really needed to make sure this went on for a while. I used to watch a lot of videos on YouTube about all different subjects, and every so often I would get recommendations for some Christian videos. I would watch the odd one, and I started to listen to a young American pastor who got my attention. He intrigued me and was very strict in his teaching and knowledge of the Bible. He was an authorized version adamant. I listened to more and more of his stuff and was getting hooked. Everything he was saying made sense. He was all I was listening to for the next few weeks. This got me reading the Bible every day and soon realized I was heading for hell, not heaven. I started to understand that I wasn't a good person. I realized I was an awful sinner, rotten to the core in God's eyes. I had to repent of my sins. Reading verses like Isaiah 64, verse 6, "And all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags." This really hit home. I started praying every morning and evening. I started to listen to hymns instead of worldly music and wanted to learn and understand more of God's word. One evening, a few days later, I was listening to some hymns in bed and had the most amazing feeling. This, I am convinced, is the moment I was saved. I asked the Lord to save me from all my sins. I started thinking about Jesus dying on the cross for me, the sheer pain and torture he went through for someone like me. Why would he do that? I soon came to realise, because his love for us is beyond anything we can imagine. Ephesians 2:8-9 made a big impact on me. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." I had to find a church now and wanted to be in God's house and be surrounded by his people. This was going to be a feat in itself, as every church within 15, 20 minutes of me read from the NIV or the ESV. It had to be a KJV church for me, where the truth was going to be preached. I went to 4 or 5 churches locally and I knew that none of them was what I was looking for. I kept praying for God to find me a suitable church, one that was going to grow me spiritually. It only really took a month or so, and while searching online, a church popped up that I'd never seen before. It was in Hemel Hempstead, only 25 minutes away. Perfect, I thought. I'd give it a try. So I emailed Pastor, who immediately replied and said I would be very welcome to come. I attended the Sunday before last Christmas, and that was it. I knew immediately this was going to be my Christian home. Everybody made me feel so welcome, and of course I listened to a great sermon from Pastor. This is where my Christian life is going to go from strength to strength, I thought. I have so many verses I would love to share tonight, but Proverbs 3:6 says everything how I now want to live my life. "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Forward wind 6 months, and I've never been happier, more content and reassured. I thank God so much for sending me here. I've met some wonderful Christian people here. And I thank you all for being so kind, friendly and welcoming. I would also like to thank Pastor for the last few Thursdays we've been meeting up to prepare me for my baptism.